This is Richard Horvitz, and you are listening to the Short Box Showcase.
Hi, I am Professor Allen.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Short Box Showcase.
Episode 40, our 2016 Geeky Resolutions.
In this episode, we're going to talk about the geeky aspects of our Christmas celebration, as well as some of our resolutions for the new year.
Hopes, dreams, aspirations, expectations, plans. We talk about it all.
But first, a little bit of feedback.
On our last episode about physical handicaps, Chris Willett said that what he liked about the episode was delving into the story and art and what the art was communicating. Because that was a struggle for us, to try to describe art. It's for one thing, I've talked about on the Quarterman, it's just not in my vocabulary. I mean, I haven't studied art enough to know much beyond, I like this, I don't like that. The extent. So that was, I'm glad that our efforts may have borne out.
Yes, and that is one of the importances of a good, well-rounded liberal arts education. It's my one mandatory semester of art history and composition. That's helpful, just in general. Especially if you're doing a comic book podcast.
Perfect.
On our Facebook post for the episode, Zeb Oswald pointed out that the character of Jericho from the New Teen Titans, being mute, and of course Professor X, also could count as disabled heroes. He thought that Aquaman with the hook hand also might get a mention. And if you count the lack of an eye a handicap, there is both Nick Fury and Deathstroke.
Those are good ones. Professor X was sort of, to me, that's the most obvious
one
that we missed.
Yeah, that was the biggest one that we skipped over, but he's powered, but in my mind, he always feels like a supporting cast. He's not a field agent. He's not
he's not a hero per se on his own on a
team in the field. That he's more of a, you know, a girl in a cave, if you will.
Exactly.
Still powered, still awesome, still disabled, so absolutely deserves a mention.
Then a couple days later, Zeb followed up with an email about the aspect of mental difficulties that we had
mentioned,
talked about.
Sort of briefly.
Emotional and mental challenges. And he talked about his own struggles with dyslexia and that he was actually dictating that email with dragon voice because typing, you know, could be a struggle for him. And he pointed out something that I really hadn't, that Reed Richards may hit some of the diagnostic criteria for Asperger's.
Mm.
And he said, really, if you look at a lot of the super scientist characters, they sort of sometimes fall into some of those scientific tropes or stereotypes that have some similarities to what we would now call being on the spectrum.
Right.
In one way or another.
Yeah, his absent-mindedness, his inability to handle interpersonal relationships, struggles for emotional connection and understanding with his wife, Sue. And Zeb also says that were it not for his incredible ego, Victor Von Doom would also possibly fall into this category of being hyper-focused and having difficulty forming emotional attachments and maybe some of his lack of compassion then coming from that difficulty of understanding not just other people's emotions, but emotions in general.
You know, I don't think it's a lack of relationship. He just gets along better with minions and Doombots. That's not crazy. That's not sick.
Well, but Doombots are very sensible, logical. You can understand them.
Exactly.
It kind of makes sense with Reed, then. The, I don't understand my wife's feelings or really anyone in my family. It's getting too emotional for me. I'm going to run away and hide in my lab with the math and the science.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
He also talked about Peter Parker and said, as for depression, you know, he's almost the classic case of it. And, you know, or at least one could easily say that Peter Parker has always suffered from depression. It's pretty much his entire history in comics. He thought that ADD could be diagnosed in later depictions of Hellcat, as well as Harley Quinn. And then he closes with, okay, fine. A whole lot of psychological issues can be found in Harley Quinn.
Dr. Harley Quinn. Thank you very much. Some people in the DC Universe had to work for their doctorates, Mr. Fate.
It is hard to think of a better zinger. than that one.
No, get out of my surgery, Mr. Fate. Like, ooh, good job.
Thanks, Zeb. That was great. Really interesting insights, and we appreciate you sharing.
And as always, we like when our episodes can spark discussion. That's kind of the whole point of these things.
Exactly. We wanted to take this opportunity here to talk a little bit about our geeky Christmases, some of the geeky Christmas presents we received. And my thinking here was that it's all well and good to take the Hey Kids comics model very broadly.
Right, yeah.
But actually stealing an episode concept, I just think we're taking it to another level here.
I like to think that if that can be just every year...
We take one step closer.
One step closer to actually taking over the canceled series.
How can we miss you, Andy, if you won't go away? Anyway, first I want to give shout-outs to some of our lovely listeners. And I got another signed Mike Grell print from the Sutherlands. This one, Green Arrow and Shadow. So that one is freaking awesome.
You've pretty much completed the trifecta now for
exactly.
Great we've Mike Grell prints. And
we've got Warlord. We've got John Sable. So
I really, really want that Green Arrow and Shadow. You are really lucky that thing is signed to you, or it would be on my wall right now.
I mean, we could scratch in to Professor Alice's, to Professor Allen. We can just write in and Emily.
And like a little tiny print underneath, yeah.
Also, a shout out to Canada's Rob Lance, who sent a ton of Titan Doctor Who comics.
And one set of those ended up getting a little re-gifted to me, which was the Four Doctors Mini.
Mm-hmm.
And that is freaking awesome. I haven't read it yet, but it looks amazing.
It was good. I enjoyed that one a lot. I mentioned that on the comics reading journal. I talked about those issues. And, you know, to be fair to me, under the tree, the tag did say to Emily from Santa and Rob Lance.
Right, yes.
Who, to be fair, are two of the nicest people north of America that we know. They have a lot in common.
Our favorite friends to the north. Them and Superman.
And you got some other comic book gifts via some of our listeners.
Yeah.
Somewhat indirectly in a few cases.
Yes. So I got the Trenchcoat Brigade, care of Greg Arujo and my dad, who between the two of them ended up cobbling together the whole miniseries.
I do hope that people understand that when they send stuff to us, now that you've moved out, I get first crack. And if you don't see it, and I think you'd like it, hello birthday! Hello, Christmas!
Yep. It is a bonus. And then I also got the Daredevil Dark Knights miniseries from Kyle Benning, care of my dad.
That one I actually bought. Those were the ones, those were in a batch that Kyle put up on eBay when he was moving from downtown Iowa to farmland Iowa.
Yeah.
Earlier in the summer. He put some lots up on eBay. So at least that one
money
was
fully
exchanged. Paid for. So.
Yeah. So I have not read that one yet either, but the covers are freaking
that one looks great.
Amazing.
I did not read that one either. In retrospect, I probably should have, since I did read Trenchcoat Brigade before you got it, and the Doctor Who fought Four Doctors before you got that. Huh. I must have been falling down on the job.
There
somehow.
Is a good possibility that Daredevil Dark Knights in the little bags might end up on my wall.
Yeah, they're really nice.
The covers
really
are that
nice.
Awesome. And, like, four of them involve Misty Knight. And there's one cover that's the Miami Vice episode of Daredevil, I guess. And Matt's in sand shoes and board shorts. And Misty's running around in a bikini with a bazooka. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Just a couple of the shout-outs to listeners. More indirect. I did get the Season 3 DVDs of The Equalizer. So, hello, Andy Leyland.
It's geeky.
We need to talk about this sometime. I'm just saying. And also, I got a Batman jigsaw puzzle.
Excellent.
So I'm a big jigsaw puzzle guy. And I was very excited about this, and then I saw on Facebook that Chris Ouellette, his family, got the exact same puzzle. And by the morning of the 26th, they had assembled all 1,000 pieces. Overachievers. I'll get to it soon.
You're still working through a Van Gogh.
I know, I got one puzzle going at a time. And once I finish that one, Batman is coming.
I also got possibly, I think probably sort of duking it out for a top five slot of Christmas presents. I got an awesome 3-item set of action figures from my roommate, Big Barda, Mr. Miracle, and Oberon. And they are fantastic.
I think 2 action figures and Oberon sort of a passive figure, I think.
A statuette.
I think that's about right.
He's got one joint.
one little tiny point of articulation.
Yeah, they are what we would call, quote unquote, 8-inch figures. Oberon's about 4.5 inches, Bard is about 10.5.
So they have the scale right, which is awesome.
It's pretty great.
They have the scale right.
It's pretty great. And then I went out and got, for myself, some Mr. Miracle and Barda comics, because I was just sort of on a kick as a result, because, man, I love them.
We got Under the Tree, you, me, and Mrs. Professor. From Santa, we got the 3-pack of Toy Story movies.
Mm-hmm. Because they won't just release a freaking 3-pack.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a number of years to get
the special edition
3-pack, and I had to wait till Target had all 3 of them on sale at the same time. So, but eventually, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, which are all
fantastic films.
This is not breaking news, but 3 really different, really excellent movies.
We got some various gift cards and cashola that will probably be transformed into cheap comics. Maybe some trades, books, novelizations.
I got a nice gift card from Half Price Books. So, you know, next time I go, I might even look at the dollar comics.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I'm going crazy here. See what they've got at the ones that are actually bagged and boarded. Not just the ones that are jammed under the bottom with the yellow 25-cent sticker somewhere on it, maybe. So.
I also got some DVDs following along in the crime-ish drama section. I got season 2 of Leverage. Hello, Michael Bailey. I'm very much enjoying that. So now seasons 2 and 4, working on 1, 3, and 5.
You guys need to talk about that sometime.
Right? Ugh. Why do I work? I should just be podcasting all the time.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. I also got Age of Ultron, which I quite enjoy, and Agent Carter Season 1, which is significantly better.
Yes. And really looking forward to Season 2. I like the total change of pace idea, sending them out to the West Coast.
I was hesitant of the concept, but I've seen the first trailer or two, and it looks pretty great.
It looks great. Really looking forward to that one. And on that same movie front, I got your mom one of her favorite Disney movies, Robin Hood.
And also, I got one of our favorite DreamWorks movies, The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
So there might be a kids' movie-a-thon for all of us adult members of the family at some point.
So, yeah, I thought that was a very solid, pretty geeky, representing Christmas.
I was pretty proud of myself. My roommate was gone for 3 days, and she came back. I had 14 more comic books than when she left.
It's a win-win. It's a Christmas miracle.
It was wonderful. Oh, she just magically appeared in my hands.
Those Daredevil ones look pretty interesting. I haven't heard anything of that mini, or how it just has the look that it could be good.
I'm still working my way through Dave's Daredevil podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But J. David Weider gave it a pretty solid thumbs up.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Right, we will take a break here, play a promo, and when we come back, we will turn the page from Christmas to New Year's.
Warlord Worlds, a fan podcast devoted to the comic creations of Mike Grell, including Warlord, John Sable, Starslayer, Shaman's Tears, and Green Arrow. I'm Darren.
And I'm Ruth. We hope you'll join us as we discuss the stories, characters, and art in the many excellent comics from writer and artist Mike Grell.
Warlord Worlds is available at podbean.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.
Find us at warlordworlds.com.
And we're back.
All right, each one of us has come up with four geeky resolutions for the year 2016. So goals, plans, hopes, and dreams for the new year. I will give you my first one first, and that is to attend Baltimore Comic Con. And this is the weekend of Labor Day. Now, this date is a change for the con. Puts it on the same weekend as Dragon Con, which it has not been before. It's usually been a little bit later in September. So that might keep some of the crowd away, but that's okay by me.
Yeah, if you go on the first weekend that it's 25% smaller, you're just like, oh, that's awesome.
That's a win-win. So two things about Baltimore Comic-Con in particular make it appealing. One is that my sister lives about 30 minutes away, so I can save on hotel costs.
Which is a pretty big concern for both of us and our thriftiness.
Second is that it is a comic book-focused convention. It's not a Wizard World show. So it's not all pop culture and Walking Dead and movie panels and TV stars and all that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not what I'm looking for in a comic con. Lots of guests and artists historically, but at least, again, in the past, they've seemed to be mostly comic book people. And they have comic books for sale, I understand, as well. So for me, that sounded like an old-fashioned comic book show. And that's what I'm looking for. And if schedules and vacation days, it is over Labor Day, that might help in terms of maybe you joining me for that.
I would certainly be interested if that works out, because this last year I have been almost entirely con-free. I think I've gone to one convention in the past 12 months.
Did you go to the anime cons at the start of the year? Did you go to Ohio?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
I don't even know if you did.
I think I might have gone for like 2 days. I think I did go because I was taking people.
Okay.
But I was not even really there a lot of the time, and I skipped out on like two or three other conventions I was invited to. There was one I was going to go to in the fall, but my partner dropped out of that, and so I wasn't able to go on my own and put up my own hotel costs. So it's been a con light year. And
Renaissance Festival is close. That's about the closest you got to this year, probably.
Yeah, I think that's probably the closest straight-up, me fully invested con experience. And that's not okay.
So, next September, Labor Day, Baltimore Comic-Con. Me, maybe you.
Possibly me.
Let's do it.
The first of my new geek resolutions. Maybe not so much a resolution, in that resolutions are supposed to inspire you to become better, to maybe, I don't know, restrain yourself, exhibit more self-respect.
Yeah, character growth.
Achievement. This is more just accepting my fate. I'm going to buy my first long box.
What?
Yep.
You're going to graduate from your two short boxes and your three stacks of comics next to your two short boxes?
That's the problem is I have two short boxes. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm so proud of myself. I only have two short boxes. And then I have three shoe boxes full of comics next to the short boxes. I'm like, okay, I think it's time to admit, maybe, really, I blame Convergence. Convergence filled about a third of my reading box and necessitated a new stack of all of my new current comics, which now no longer have a box to go
because
in.
Because we do have currently three ongoing still.
Yeah.
Even with Gotham by Midnight wrapping up, we still have Constantine, Bombshells, and Starfire. And I read those first, and then they go to you. So we've been adding every month a few
every
more
month,
books.
There's three to
plus
four more
trips
books.
To the quarter bins, and you're getting full up.
So I need to go through some of my books. There's a whole bunch of snacks that I have that are just read them once and donate them, take them back to the comic store, sell them on eBay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got about 200 books that I've picked up that are just read and give away.
Right.
Because I found
a good deal on so-and-so.
Yeah, a run of 20 comics for, however, $4. And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll just grab those. They're like 20 cents a pop. And they're just sitting in a short box somewhere, so...
But you also have some legitimate ones you want to keep in your collection.
Which have not been able to move into the collection yet
yes.
because of space limitations. So I'm going to accept it. I am officially a collector and will have one collector's box by the end of next year.
Hi, Emily. Welcome.
My name is Emily, and I have a comics problem.
Hi, Emily. You know, we did make the mistake of last Labor Day, organizing our collections.
Yeah, that would have been a really
that would have
good
been a great resolution.
Resolution.
We just got off our butts a few months too early.
Yeah.
But
what can you do?
I like that one. My second one's going to need a little explanation. But it is to trust my instincts or trust my gut in terms of Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, we get the feeling that this might be a second Man of Steel.
I see the rumblings. I see the signs.
And it also includes both Batman and Wonder Woman, which can possibly only make the mix more volatile. There were enough unfriendings over Man of Steel.
I just want to avoid the drama as best I can. I don't want to avoid spoilers. I don't care about that. I just want to avoid the anger. And avoid, because it's going to happen.
And it's
again.
And it might get
worse. We're 2.5 months out, and I see all the same signs. So my resolution, to some extent, is to not get involved with that, and to be cautious, sort of, about how I'm influenced about either whether to see the movie or not. We did not see Man of Steel,
right?
But so far, I'm more interested in Dawn of Justice.
Likewise.
And so I think there's a good chance I'll end up there. But again, I worry that both the positive reports of the movie and the negative ones may very well be entirely untrustworthy.
Yeah.
I don't know that objective is what I'm going to get that first weekend or something. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe the dynamic of Dawn will be a little different from Man of Steel. You mentioned Batman is there. And maybe having Batman will at least give the Superman fans a common enemy? Or does that open up a third
or fourth
front in the battle? I don't know. A pardon the pun, more theaters of operation for this war. I don't know. And to be honest, with all the anger and name-calling that's going to be surrounding some of the commentary, I'm a little worried about Wonder Woman and the collateral damage that her presence might evoke in people. I hope that in the movie she's a peacemaker. I don't know that that's actually going to be the dynamic
on the
Facebook world.
Yeah.
So again, I just want to stick maybe to some objectivity in my own thoughts and my own previews and just decide on my own whether to see it. I will probably keep that fact to myself.
Yeah. What we're saying is do not expect a relatively Yeeky Presents review of Dawn of Justice. It's not going to happen. We're just going to...
So we want to keep both halves of our listenership and not pick which half to alienate.
No, we're good.
I hope it won't be bad. I fear it might be.
I want to believe. I want to believe in the fandom. Do not let me down, fandom.
Prove me wrong.
Hey, maybe everyone will just agree Aquaman is the best thing ever, and we can all move on with our lives.
Thank you. Thank you.
So my second resolution is to both complete and post to the internet one fan fiction.
Mm.
And this is a problem for both of us, that we both enjoy writing. We are both really bad at finishing what we write. I currently have probably 4 to 7 stories that are started and are between 500 and 2,000 words in. None of them are anywhere close to an ending. I want to take one of them, sit down, get to the end, get mm-hmm. it on the internet, get it out there, out of my hands, so I'm not still tinkering with it. Just crossed off my list and be done.
Exactly. And you know, throughout many of the years of the aughts, I did National Novel Writing Month in November, NaNoWriMo. And so I sort of developed a specialty in terms of my own creative outlets of writing unfinished novels. So that's sort of a specialty, sort of runs in the family, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Where did you learn that from?
I am just going to point this out. Myself and a friend of ours are still waiting on that Catholic vampire book.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's one of the best ideas I've ever had. Anyway.
Maybe a different goal for this November.
Oh, man. See, now I need to add a fit. No. This is your resolution. If you achieve that resolution, you can guilt me a year from now into adding that to my resolutions. But you can't right now.
Not
you
yet.
Can't now.
Not yet. I need to have some moral high ground to stand on.
So these stories of yours,
mm-hmm.
I know some are in the Daredevil universe.
Those are the recent ones.
Oh, right.
Before that, I was really into Lie to Me, and I actually wrote a couple stories about that. Before that, it was Constantine. I've still got 2 Constantine stories that I started while the show was on the air. I think they're each about 1,000 words in of, like, approximate goal of 5 grand.
Wasn't one a crossover with The Flash? That one sounded awesome.
I need to... Okay, that one is not going to be the one that I finish. Because...
That one was too involved.
Oh my gosh, like, 25 chapter novella. Like, case story and, like, establishing extra side characters and... There was the whole investigation. That's long.
And this was just to get Joe West...
And Chaz in a bar fight, and for John and Eddie Thawne to get mistaken for each other, because they're both pretty blondes in trench coats.
Wasn't there a daydream of bringing in Jim Corrigan into that one? Was that the one that he was going to, or was that a separate one?
No, when Joe catches John and his fake IDs. He's like, okay, is there any person who can corroborate any of this craziness you're telling me? He's called Detective Corrigan in New Orleans. Joe West calls him, and Jim basically just laughs in his face over the phone. I am not affiliated with this idiot in any way, shape, or form. I have nothing to do with this. Do not blame me.
I can confirm his identity, but don't believe a thing he says other than that. That's a great one. I highly encourage you to work on this resolution.
So step one, finish one of the short... foggy-centric short stories or something. Something simple. And then in November, I will write the Constantine Flash crossover story and you will finish your freaking vampire story.
I like it. Deal.
Deal!
And if I remember, you even came up with that Constantine idea before he had appeared on Arrow and made him part of the Flaroverse.
Yeah.
And so it could actually happen now.
This is what I'm telling you. I wrote this thing. I wrote the first bits of this while those two shows were, in one case, on hiatus, and the other one was taking its first season mid-season break. It's been a really long time that this thing has been in my drafts folder. That's the problem.
Yeah. My next New Year's resolution is a big one.
Scary.
My personality actually runs quite the gamut from introvert to really introvert.
Yeah, to antisocial.
So one of my New Year's resolutions is to get to know people.
Wow.
Now, I already have the first meetup sort of planned. I'm going to an academic conference in an unidentified city where a podcasting luminary dwells. And we have, in principle, agreed to try and figure a way to grab a lunch or something. And I hate to say this, this just seems wrong on so many levels, but I'm kind of trying to model this part of my resolution on Shag.
Ooh, you and swim in dangerous waters,
and
sir.
His world tours.
Yeah.
No, in addition to that conference, and of course Baltimore Comic Con, mm-hmm. that would be an opportunity to potentially meet some of our buddies.
Yeah, if there are some nerds in the area who want to join us for
I've
that.
I've just been thinking about our travel plans for the summer. We're usually driving places. Yeah. And where your grandparents live and other destinations that we're going to, other planned events that we have. We do sort of drive by places.
Yeah, about three or four.
Where some of
podcasters.
Our geeky people, podcasters, live. And so I hope to figure out
a couple of brunches, dinners.
Figure out some times when or we will be in the vicinity. And if schedules can
so allow.
Can coordinate. And if we can synchronize our watches.
Dive off of a ship. With the knife clenched in our teeth.
Because those are among my life goals. I mean, those go beyond resolutions. So that's what I hope to do. Just to maybe meet some people.
Yeah, go out and interact in three-dimensional space with some of our internet friends.
That would be nice.
See, that's a good resolution. That involves actual growth.
As opposed to getting a long box to just feed the habit.
Yeah, just accepting one's fate. So next is my third resolution, which is also the one that I'm proudest of in concept. To watch or listen to one new adventure from each of the classic Doctors. Because...
That's good.
Especially with this last year where I just have not cared about new Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Clara's back. Still don't care about Clara. Really about anything ever. So I haven't had a big draw to New Who, aside from the fact that I love Peter Capaldi, but the show itself kind of bores
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I've just fully accepted. I'm an old Whovian. I'm not a new Whovian.
Understandable.
And so I'm just going to feed that habit as well. But that's the thing. I like old Who, mm-hmm. but I've only seen about 25 stories.
Do you have the DVDs of some at the library?
Exactly. We have a really extensive British TV collection.
And by that, she means there's actually a section in the DVD area
specifically
that is labeled
designated.
British television.
Yeah. And we've got a bunch, all of the new Doctor Who, but a pretty good smattering of old stuff. Some of the really famous, the episodes that were in the Doctors Revisited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing.
Right.
I have now seen one story from each of the classic Doctors.
Right.
But I want to go out and see something that features Patrick Troughton other than Tomb of the Cybermen.
Right.
I want to watch some Third Doctor, maybe with the Master, you know, or something that's not the Autons.
Right.
You know, something that's not Battlefield or Remembrance of the Daleks, because those are the only seven.
For Sly McCoy, right.
Yeah. So I want to go out there and sort of broaden my experience of all of the classic Doctors.
Now, you mentioned watch or listen.
Mm-hmm.
So is that involved, you thinking maybe some Big Finish or BBC audio dramas?
That's for some of the reconstructed episodes.
Okay.
I just think rather than trying to deal with the weird animations they did,
okay,
BBC
for some of those
stories just has the audio.
Mm-hmm.
And they just add in a little bit of descriptive audio for whatever the sets look like or the characters. Those were pretty good. I've listened to one or two Patrick Troughton stories that way, and I enjoyed them. So that's an option. But also, you know, Paul McGann. I have had Chimes of Midnight on my hard drive for like 3 years. I've just never gotten around to listening to it.
Right.
So this would be sort of an excuse to go through and watch 1 through 7. And then at the end of all that, Chimes of Midnight.
And that is a terrific geeky resolution in a couple of ways. One, it's old Doctor Who. Also, it involves a checklist
mm-hmm.
and being able to mission accomplish certain things as you go along.
As I go through the year.
That is incredibly geeky.
Oh, yeah. And will hopefully help me actually stay on track. If I get to April, and I have only watched one series, then I need to step up my game a little.
Exactly. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. So for my last one, I was sort of debating, trying to figure out which direction to go. I thought one maybe for our network, but it's not so much a resolution as sort of a mission statement or a way of life,
mm-hmm.
and that is to not have shag on the quarter bin.
For one more year?
I mean, that's worked the last couple years. Yes. I've been able to keep that resolution. So I think that's one.
Maybe something that's more directly nerdy.
Okay. I mean, again, that's just sort of understood.
Yeah. It's our ammo at this point.
So I had some in the comic book area. And again, here I had sort of a couple honorable mentions of resolutions, like catch up on Ms. Marvel. There was a volume of Hawkeye that we missed
mm-hmm.
along the way, though it was sort of hard to tell because that was really non-linear anyway. So,
yeah.
And the trades took the non-linear story and attempted to linearize it by putting the issues in out of order. So I'm a little confused as to which issues I've read and haven't read. We've talked about picking up more of the Ostrander run of the Spectre
mm-hmm.
so we can get, a, we, good
we get a good chunk of
it.
Of that.
But for me, the number one resolution for reading comics is now that Bill Willingham has finished up the Fablesverse, I would also like to finish up the Fablesverse. And by my count, there are 38 issues left between Fables, Jack of Fables, and Ferrest that I have to read. Of course, the final issue of Fables constituted an entire trade. So it is a little longer than it sounds, but that is one that I've always been a couple years behind. I mean, you get that way when you're trade waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's done and wrapped, and I think it's just a terrific series. And I just think it's a great accomplishment what he's done. It's a great run of comics. And now that it's finished, I want to finish it as well.
All right. In a similar vein, my final new geek resolution was a little bit of a struggle to really pin down. Because my two best friends have really taken it upon themselves to up my nerd cred. Because I am all about the comic books. I have got the comic books. The superheroes, like, sign me right up. But both of them are really, really, really big fans of Star Trek and Stargate, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of seasons and lots of subsequent series in both of those franchises.
The number of episodes, it's a big number. Multiple hundreds.
Many, it's between the two franchises,
yeah.
Approximately 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, you're getting close to that for sure, yes.
So that's just sort of a standing goal, is watch more Stargate. Watch more Star Trek. Now that, you know, myself and my roommate, we have Netflix. We both have laptops. We're going to sort of be taking a week or so shortly and just marathoning the crap out of some Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And just really trying to blitz through and see a whole bunch of it. I've been watching bits and pieces of TOS as she was watching
mm-hmm.
them. But I think that my personal goal, since this also has a finite end, and is something that I have been trying to finish for a very long time, Season 5 of Babylon 5.
I think we're two discs in. I think you've watched the first 8 episodes.
We're approximately a third of the way through it.
And I think part of that, you've done a little bit of this before, where you've gotten close to the end of something and have put it off for a little while. Was it Leverage you had the final two-parter? for 2 or 3 months before you finally
gritted up the courage to finish it.
And I think there's something here with the Babylon 5.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing with Lie to Me and Haven and a whole when you bunch get close of Warehouse to the end, 13, which just, I still haven't finished. There's still one episode left.
You just don't want to end it.
Yeah.
Right?
But I got to do it, especially because since I live with the Trekkie, the Bab 5 DS9 debates are never ending. Though now that I have forced her to see some clips with Jakar, and she has shown me some clips of her favorite character, Garak, the other sassy reptilian alien with fabulous clothing sense, she's seeing the similarities.
For legal reasons, we must say it is simply a coincidence. All of the similarities are simply coincidences and not of legal standing.
And fortunately, we have both reached the plateau of just because they are very similar does not mean one has to be superior, and one can like both. But she's going to make me watch probably the first 3 seasons. DS9 is sort of our goal.
Which means you do have a moral obligation to finish Babylon 5.
I've got to see the end of the series before she sees the beginning. Like, as a nerd, I have to have finished the series before I make her start it.
When you get to the last episode, you might want to wait for me. Let's do that one together and have some tissues ready. Anyway, I'm just, no spoilers. No spoilers.
But it might get
I'm
rough.
Just saying.
Yeah. I've already almost made her cry just telling her the things that happens in Babylon 5. It's going to be a
doozy.
You
had a long conversation about Jakar and Londo and their own 5-year mission.
And their amazing relationship. How can you have a relationship based on murder? Based on the desire to kill one another? How does that form a relationship? And I was just like, you have got to watch the series and see. Because, oh man.
There's so much great stuff in that one. That's a show that does prophecy and flash forwards and flashbacks and time travel as
well,
better than anything. I mean, there are things that are seeded years in advance. Terrific, terrific storytelling. And I've gone, I think the rewatch that we were doing together where we got bogged down, it was my third time through it. And I haven't finished yet either. I've been waiting for you. I will blast through them now.
Okay. You have my permission.
That's a great one. I think we came up with, between us, 8 pretty good resolutions.
I agree.
Good job. Good job. And we would love to hear from listeners about what they got for Christmas, what their geeky holidays were like, and if there's a geek resolution or two that
people want to share.
Yeah, that people want to share about a geeky property to start, to wrap up, to finish, to I think we had a good variety.
Yes.
Here of things. I could have just listed 4 comic series.
Yeah.
Get caught up on this, finish that, finish this, but we try to broaden it a little bit. And you can send that feedback to us on the email at relativelygeeky@gmail.com.
You can comment on our Facebook page, which is Relatively Geeky. Or you can comment on this blog post, which is at relativelygeekypodcast.blogspot.com. If you want, you can leave a rating or review in iTunes, preferably 5 stars, but we won't judge.
Season's greetings, happy holidays again, and happy new year.
Thanks for listening.